person at a time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to open up the garage and go under the hood with ASE certified mechanic Mark Evans. That means if there's something wrong with your vehicle right now as we speak, if you're broken down on the side of the road, if you're coasting with no power whatsoever, if your vehicle is sitting in the driveway and will not start, if your vehicle is acting funny or smelling funny, Mark can help you out at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll also throw a trivia question into the mix, as we have not in this hour of the broadcast. So here we go. You ready? Who made the Cricket? There was a vehicle made in the 1970s known as the Cricket. Who made the Cricket? That is the question. 800-259-9231. Let's find out what's been happening in the world of motorsports and go to the racing desk and bring forth our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, what's up?
Kyle Busch succeeded in accomplishing something special in NASCAR over his last three races, yet holds the dubious distinction of actually losing fans because of it. Busch made NASCAR history Saturday night with an unprecedented sweep of three national races in 1 week, completing the trio with the victory in the Sprint Cup race at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Busch lifted a broom in victory lane, where he made his third visit in 4 days. He also won the nationwide race Friday night and the truck race Wednesday night to become the first driver to complete the sweep since NASCAR expanded to three national series back in 1995. The Cup victory, his third of the season and third in the last four at Bristol, was drama-free after another round in his ongoing feud with Brad Keselowski. Busch actually admitted he intentionally wrecked Keselowski late in the nationwide race, and he celebrated that win by rubbing his eyes like a crybaby as the crowd showered him with booze. Keselowski vowed revenge over the public address system to the wild applause and delight of the Bristol crowd. The war of words continued all the way up to the start of the Cup race. As Busch was booed in pre-race introductions, he sarcastically told the crowd, "Ah, you're so loving." Keselowski was introduced moments later, taking the microphone and earning a thunderous cheer by saying, "I'm Brad Keselowski. Kyle Busch is a jerk." There was almost no chance of an on-track altercation, though, as the two hardly raced near each other for most of the night. Keselowski did make it hard for Busch to pass him late in the race when Keselowski was fighting not to go a lap down, but Busch made a clean move around him in his Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota after several attempts. Dave Ruderman rallied from a bout with food poisoning to finish second for Michael Waltrip Racing, his first top 15 finish since winning at Chicago last month. Jamie McMurray was third in a Chevrolet for Earnhardt Ganassi Racing, a finish good enough to move him to 13th in the standings. He trails Clint Bowyer by 100 points for the 12th and final spot in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you, Jeff. Great job as usual. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. We will throw out a trivia question once again to remind you. Here, we're looking for a winner, and the winner is going to get thrown into the mix for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Who made the Cricket? That's the question. We go to Idaho right now and bring forth our field reporter, our repair guy, the man we call on whenever we need the expert advice of a ASE certified mechanic, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Doing good. It's an awesome Sunday. You know, it's good to be back on the air and making sure that all the world's all tuned up and ready to go to get our listeners fixed today.
That's right. Have you got your tools out, and are you properly attired?
Oh, boy, do I. I've got a couple 9/16-inch combination wrenches here, Bob. We're ready to tighten up the nuts and the bolts that are loose under the hood.
Very good. 800-259-9231. Again, if you got a problem with your vehicle, Mark can help you out. He has done so many times here on this very broadcast. If your car's not running right, if you've been told by your local mechanic you got to spend a ton of money and you don't think he's necessarily right, want a second opinion, 800-259-9231. Or you want to chime in on the trivia question about the cricket. Who made the cricket? So, Mark, what's cooking? I understand you've got some new vehicles. What's the story? I understand you've got a classic Cadillac. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've got a quite unique little car here. It's not that little. It's a big old Cadillac. But it's a 1963 Cadillac Series 62. It's a little two-door convertible that's beautiful shape, all original, Bob. It's white on red interior and white outside, white convertible top. And it came to me through customers, you know, that talked out loud that, Mark here's been doing it for, you know, 30 plus years, and that, you know, it's hard to find a mechanic technician that can work and restore the old cars, get them back up and running correctly. And I'm lucky enough, I guess that's the advantage, Bob, of getting old, you know. You've been in it so long, you know, that I started on those old 60s cars, so I know the ins and the outs and where you can find parts. So a lot of the times, like this Cadillac, it's from the original family. The grandpa, you know, he bought it. He had two of them, and grandma and grandpa. Grandpa passed away here years ago, and grandma had to put grandma in a nursing home. And, well, in the will, grandpa's will stated that the grandkids get the Cadillac. So the one went to two girls on one side, and one girl got the Cadillac on one side, and the other girl here in Idaho got the Cadillac on the other side of the grandma and grandpa's kids, you know. So the one granddaughter decided they didn't know how to do a Cadillac, fix a Cadillac, and it cost money. So, but this granddaughter in Idaho here said, hey, let's get Mark to get this thing back on the road and running. And I spend a lot of time actually just being a detective trying to find the right parts and pieces. The old convertible top motor, the original 1963 motor's not working. So I, being a detective instead of a mechanic at that time trying to find the motor, and I finally found one. So here next week I'll be able to get the convertible top to go up and down for them. And I did brakes on it, and it's got the original. I had to get new tires for it for him because the tires were all rotted out because of the age. You know, I was sitting in Grandma and Grandpa's garage forever. And kind of exciting. I actually got it fired up here the other day and got new gas in it. And, you know, the old cars, when you're having them sit around for quite some time, anything that sits with gasoline in it, gasoline has actually literally condensation. And this Cadillac, actually the gasoline that was in the tank, the rest of the bottom of the tank out. So I pull the gas tank out and have that all welded up so it doesn't leak, and just little things like that to get the old Cadillac convertible back on the road. You know, it's kind of neat around my shop here lately. I've had got another Mark V, Lincoln Mark V here, and had a couple weeks ago I had a little Studebaker pickup back in the 50s that we built, and it's quite interesting. You know, Bob, we're living in a time of hard times. You know, the economy's not the best. But I find also on the other side of the coin or the hubcap, a lot of the folks that have these old cars, they know what they're worth, and they, you know, that's what it's all about, is the worth. You know, are the cars worthy of the dollar? And they are. It's actually better than putting money in the bank when you can restore them, you know.
I know, with the banks paying CDs at 1%, it's pretty disgusting. 800-259-9231. When we come back on the other side, we're going to go to Iowa and take more of your calls. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. We'll be right back.
We all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or $5,000 repair bill. Even if your factory warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-871-4131. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. That's 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 20th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,231.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,264.19, $632.10 for a half ounce, or $316.05 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,264.19, $632.10, or $316.05.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great Genesis. Talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. The one and only Mark Evans joins us. He's got his tools out. He's got his mechanics attire on. He's ready to take your calls at the regular number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email. You can shoot me an email anytime. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Once again, that's bob@autoworldradio.com. We got a trivia question out there. Who made the cricket? Who made the cricket? That's the question. We go to Iowa, listening on KXEL. And Matt, one more time, the gentleman's name is Scott, of course. Scott, I am brain dead at the moment. How are you?
I can tell all the girls better now.
Okay. Okay, very good. So you got a problem with your car, or you want to solve the trivia question?
Yeah, I got a trick question for this guy. 71-383 Magnum Mopar motor. Every once in a while backfire and blow out the power valve of my 750 Holley carburetor, and I don't like that. Now I got two screws stripped out of my front bowl, and I got to buy a new carburetor sometime.
Oh.
I don't want the backfire.
That's not good, Scott. The 383, of course, does that have the stock distributor in it where it's dual points?
I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
Ed Horn told me it's checked out fine with his distributor guy.
Okay.
And anyway.
Yeah. That's a Magnum engine. It's probably got the dual points in it. And you're getting a buck, I call it, or backfire out the carburetor because the dwell, that's the time that the points are closed, okay? When you hook up a dwell meter, this is what I'd like you to do, and it will get rid of that backfire for sure. It's a real simple thing. You can go, I don't know if you have a dwell meter, tachometer. It's a dwell tach tool, all in one. It's really easy to hook up, Scott. The black lead, of course, they're real cheap. You can go to any parts store and buy them, $15-$20. The black lead on, just put it to ground. The other lead is green. I want you to put that on the little terminal coming off the distributor. But here's what we've got to do for sure, is take the distributor cap off, get you a piece of, real thin piece of, like a notepad piece of cardboard. Or take five or six pieces of paper out of that notebook, and I want you to open up. When you take the cap off, you'll see two sets of points. And the first set that I want you to stick the paper, open them up. It's a little spring-loaded, two little tips there. You just open the little arm up. I want you to stick the paper in between those two little tips there, and that keeps that spark from igniting. And then the other set of points, just leave them normal. Don't block anything there. And then put that gauge on dwell, where it says dwell, and then have somebody crank over the engine, pull the coil wire off so it doesn't start up on you. But while they're cranking, look at the dwell meter. And what you want is you want to set those the magic number for those Magnum engines on those points. You want to set the dwell, the number, at about 27 degrees. And
okay.
The way you do that, too, Scott, is just the two little screws that hold that set of points down. Just loosen them up just a little bit, put the screwdriver in. You'll see the slot where the screwdriver goes, and you just pry those points wider or close them a little farther. And when you close them a little farther, the dwell number will go up. And right now, with the backfiring that you got going on, your points are set at about 35 to 38 degrees. And so you do that first set like that, and then take the paper out, put the paper in the first set of points, walk that off, and do the second set adjustment and get that down there at that same number. And that'll get rid of that backfiring. And then you have to adjust the timing. When the dwell number on your distributors are too high, if it's 35, 36 degrees on each set of points, your timing will actually be a little bit retarded. It's supposed to be, let's say, at 12 degrees, and if the well is set too high, the timing will not be at 12. It'll literally be about maybe 4.
Yeah.
And that's where that backfires coming out. The intake side. Okay. That's why it's blown up. It'll blow the power valve out big time. On that
it did.
Yeah. And it'll cause a fire, too. And you don't want a fire, you know. By any means, that's a real nice, rare car there that year and that engine. What color is it? What color is the car?
Car is a 73 Charger. It's got a factory moonroof. and it was originally a 440 Magnum car, and bought it from a friend for $5,000 over 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and I had a lot of fun with it, and now the front end suspension's worn out, and the inside of the front tires wear off before I can smoke off the rear tires.
Yeah. Now talking about the front tires being worn out on the inside.
Yeah, it's the ball joints and I don't know what all in the front end there. It just needs a whole lot of stuff. The motor's good and the transmission good and the front brake's good and everything else is vintage 73.
Yeah, that's a fun car. Fun car to drive. Definitely.
I could spend the rest of the afternoon telling all you guys about my little Daytona track I got here in Iowa, flyover country. It's a little gravel road in front of the house and a loop driveway in front of the house, and it's like A1A down in Florida and whip it down to the beach and, you know, just do it all, turn left and go fast.
Sounds good. Excellent. Well, thank you for the call. Don't be a stranger. Call us again, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico. Frank, you're on Auto World. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Bob, enjoying the show as always, especially when you got Mark on there. He can solve my problem, maybe.
That's right. He's the man when it comes to solving problems. So go ahead, hit him with your best shot.
Well, my wife's little old grocery getter, an 89 Nissan Sentra, you know, basic four banger, runs like a top, except when it starts getting colder, you start it up in the morning, the idle goes up and down, up and down, up and down, and that rate gradually decreasing over 3 or 4 minutes, and then after that, it's smooth and runs like a top. So what do you think?
That's easy, Frank. Yeah, you need to drive that car up and over those hills, see? to go with that speed that you got going on. You go right to the air filter, of course, air canister on it. 89, you said?
89, yeah.
Okay. There's an electronic solenoid that is worn out. It's pulsating on you. It's electrically plugged in, okay? It's not vacuum operated, it's electric. And so if you take your air canister off that snorkel on there and you go right to your throttle, you'll see that little electronic solenoid. Unplug it, see if that problem goes away for you.
Hope that helps you out, Frank. Give it a shot. This is Auto World.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Hi, this is Auto World's Bob Long with a really special deal just for you. The folks at California Car Cover Company are going to give you a discount if you put in my name, Bob Long, in the discount code box at calcarcover.com. You'll get 15% right off the top of your order. So log on to calcarcover.com or call 800-423-5525 and use discount code Bob Long.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. Mark Evans is in the house. He's helped a couple of people so far. He can help you if your car's not running right, if it's not running at all, if it's not passing emissions, not getting the sticker in your state, and you're worried about it. You've taken it to your mechanic because you feel like there's something wrong, and the mechanic says it's going to cost you $2,000. You don't have the $2,000. Perhaps you have doubts on his diagnosis. Mark can help you. Mark can help you if the car is not performing well, not giving you good gas mileage, or not accelerating properly, or idling wrong, or smelling wrong. He can help you all at the usual number here, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or you can chime in on the trivia question. So far, no one has got the answer right. Who made the cricket? That's right. Who made the cricket? 800-259-9231. Hey, Mark, do you still have that 1916 Chevy?
I do. I got the old baby sitting in the garage there. That's, Bob, I actually took some photos of it, and we've got the photos. I don't have it out where everybody can see it. Kind of hiding it, you know. Pick some photos and frame them and put them up in the garage, the automobile stuff, you know, that I've got on the walls and stuff in the shop here. I've kind of been collecting this stuff over the 30 years, so every inch of my walls are full of stuff. And so I've got kind of a little area here that has got some 1914, 1915, 1916 stuff to go along with my car. And I had a customer here not too long ago. She had a car that wouldn't start. Couldn't figure it out and everything, and she had two or three shops, and she heard about me, and anyway, ended up over here on the tow hook, you know, and all that was wrong was the starter was bad, the wire basically that was going to the starter was melted, and anyway, I fixed the wire and everything, and you know, it's you never know. She saw the old stuff I have and all the signs I have and all that. And she says, you know, I've got something for you. Would you trade out the bill for the telephone? And I said, well, I've already got a telephone. And he says, no, this is an original Western Electric 1915 hand crank telephone.
Ooh.
And my mouth just fell to the ground. I said, you know, you bet I'll trade you out for that starter for that telephone. So I've got, it does work. It's a 1950 an original, one of the old wood hand crank, you know, the ones you put the earpiece up to your ear and you crank it with the mouthpiece and talk into the mouthpiece. And, so, you know, communication, I guess that my 1916 car, it's baby grand, first year of electric options. So it's got headlights and so I've just got a lot of old stuff, you know, out there with the car and it's getting time. Bob, I'm going to have to probably, put that 16 in one of those, Ziploc car covers from California Car Cover Company to keep the mice away from it. That's my enemy right now is the mice. They got all the decon and all that stuff in it, but you know, the mice just eat that stuff like candy and then they get into the mole hair of the seats because it's all original but exercise it once a year and get it out and drive it a little bit and it definitely turns heads, you know.
Absolutely.
People stop it's good. Nice to have. I just got word here Thursday. I've got a gentleman that I was working on his truck and come to find out he's telling me that, you know, he knows I like cars, all kinds of cars, and like to work on them and collect them and all. And so his grandma bought a 1930 Model A pickup back in the day, and it's been sitting, I guess, in a garage forever. So I'm going to go over here next week, and it's about 100 miles away. I'm going to drive over and take a look, and it's one of those barn finds, I believe, it sounds like for me, you know. So, but I told him that, you know, my way of life is that I'm a caretaker for cars, and if I can get the old cars like that and get them running and get them up and running and take the owners that I buy them from for a ride every once in a while and exercise the car, that's what they're there for, you know, and have fun with them. Put them in the parades and burn some gas and get some oil dirty and, you know, and wear some tires out.
That's right. It's a win-win for everybody. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or if you want to chime in on that trivia question, it's the same telephone number, 800-259-9231. Or you can send me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. That's the contact information, and got an email here for Mark, and the question is about tires, and it's a muscle car question. Interesting question here, Mark. The gentleman writing me is by the name of Gus, and Gus is in Pennsylvania, and Gus has doesn't say what year, but he says he has a classic GTO, which is still riding on bias ply tires. Doesn't say if they're the original ones, but nevertheless, they're old tires. He'd like to upgrade to radials. What's Mark's opinion of that, and does it require any other adjustments? Interesting question.
Yeah, and in fact, that's a great question Gus has, Bob. By the 63 Cadillac that we have here, it came in with, you know, rotted out stock bias ply tires because that's what those cars were built for, and that's what they had back then. And so Gus can understand that, in fact, it doesn't hurt a bit to put an all-season radial on that GTO. It'll actually make the ride a lot nicer, big time. Bias ply tires are a very stiff-type tire. They're not forgiving it by any means. So if you're driving down the road with a bias ply and there's a little bit of a rut, imperfection in the road, the bias ply grab that imperfection just like a train on a train track and go right. Just stay right in that rut, and it's hard to drive sometimes. What I'd recommend, which I like I did on this Cadillac, I called one of our Les Schwab tires, actually, here west. There's quite a few. They have quite a few stores. And what we did, they actually take the size off the bias ply tire, and they match that up with an all-season radial, so it's exactly the same size, same width, same height, same profile. Everything's the same size, so he doesn't have to do anything to the GTO at all. and he'll have a, you can get, you know, the white lettering type tire and get a white stripe type tire. They even have them in red stripe now, I guess, for the older cars. But no, they don't have to do anything different to the car at all. I mean, they just take that measurement and shoot an all-season radio on it. And I've done that with my older cars. But too, Bob, I also guess, you know, we don't know how good his tires, his stock bias ply tires are, but I always like to keep my bias ply tires on stock rims. And so when I go to a car show or go to the parade, I take the all-season radials off. I call those my drive-type tires for doing my driving. And when I go show it or do parades, I put the bias ply stock wheels, bias ply tires back on it so everybody can see it the way it was back in its day.
Wow, that sounds interesting, definitely. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Who made the Cricket? Which auto manufacturer brought us the Cricket? I'm going to give you a hint. It was a domestic, an American car manufacturer that offered the Cricket back in the 1970s. Or if you got a mechanical question for Mark, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Another question here, Mark, floating in via email. This one comes from Peter. Peter is in also Pennsylvania. He would like to know about battery tenders. He sees them advertised in magazines, and he wants to know, do they actually work? He says he owns a Corvette, which he doesn't drive that often. Sometimes it sits for 2 or 3 months at a time, and he wants to know if a battery tender would be a good investment.
Definitely, definitely. Great question. And those are an awesome product, Peter, to the point of no return. I've got probably six of those on my own cars. They're great. It keeps battery charged at all times. Keeps it, you don't have to keep replacing batteries. Great product.
Very good. More with Mark straight ahead. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. 800-259-9231. The trivia question is about a vehicle known in the 1970s as the Cricket, made by a domestic car manufacturer. No, it wasn't Buick. No, it wasn't Mercury. No, it wasn't Oldsmobile. No, it was not American Motors. Who made the Cricket? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And certainly, if you have any mechanical problems, Mark Evans is with us. He's got the garage door open. He's got all the tools. Mark, I imagine you have to buy new tools all the time.
Oh, it's like every day. Literally, if I'm not buying them, Bob, I'm breaking them.
What's the most expensive tool? What's your most expensive tool that you've got in your collection?
Well, you know, you got the toolbox and all that, I guess, you know, the cabinet. But, you know, I guess the most expensive and the most, well, these electronic scanners, I call those tools. They're very expensive. But, you know, the best tool and probably the most expensive is the car lift, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the two-post car lift, I'm going to call it a tool, because without that, it's kind of like a dentist without a chair to put the patient in, you know?
Right, yeah.
I always bring my patient in and put him on the lift or put her on the lift, you know, and a lot of people have names for their cars, and we put them up on the lift, and they're up on the chair, basically, and I get doing the root canal, you know? It's just amazing. You're absolutely right. I think, truthfully, I could probably retire just by selling my tools. I really could. I've got a Snap-on wrench set, Bob socket set that I bought it used, and it's probably a 1940s set.
Sure.
1940. And
yep.
just that alone is unbelievable. I don't even use it anymore. It's on display, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, see the tools and more tools and more tools, and I work on certified in over 30 different fields in the automotive industry, and I work on all those brands, and every time I turn around, like tomorrow, I'm going to be the Cadillacs in one stall. I've got a Mark V that's going to be in another stall. I'm going to have a turbocharged Volkswagen Beetle in the other stall, and then I'm going to have a Toyota Camry coming in, and that's just one day. And, you know, it's so many different varieties. I have a lot of people that come in. I've got seats, chairs that people come in, friends, relatives, customers that come in to sit down and say, "Wow, check that car out," you know. And like a trivia question, the cricket, you know. Remember that Roadrunner and the horn? The horn on a Roadrunner, it go beep beep.
Sure.
You ever heard that trivia question, that cricket? Have you ever heard the sound of that horn on the cricket? I used to work on those cars, and we used to beat the horn just to hear the horn because it sounds like a cricket.
That's
it was
great.
Really cool. Just like the Roadrunner horn, you know, horn that would go beep beep, and that's back in the day when they made cars and gave those cars personality. And of course, that, you know, we've got cars out there today at the Camaro and the Challenger, and all the new stuff coming out has also got a lot of personality, and I'm glad they're back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, we got, all of us need fun in our garage, no doubt.
No question about it.
You know?
Let's see, another email question here. This one comes from John. John is in Iowa listening on KXEL. Oh, almost thought we had a winner on the trivia question. Once again, who made the cricket? Domestic car manufacturer, 800-259-9231. The gentleman in Iowa would like to know about gas-saving devices. He says he commutes more than 100 miles a day and would like to know if Mark has any way to increase the mileage on his 1996 Ford Taurus.
Okay, yeah. The best thing you can do, Bob, you and I have talked about it before, is make sure that you got good fuel in it. Definitely, you've got to have good fuel, and if you keep a car maintained, a fuel filter's got to be fresh. Can't have plugged up fuel line. That is an injected Taurus 96. But another thing, just a bottle of fuel injector cleaner, the concentrated. I use gum out. Gum out works really, really well. That keeps the injectors nice and clean where they can spray and it doesn't drip the gas out. And then the biggest thing, too, is air filter. Air filter, make sure that that's the nose. It's where it's breathing. If it can't inhale air, it won't exhale. But the biggest thing with the 96, John, I really got to say out loud to everyone, is that have your catalytic converter checked, because we got good intake coming in. Air filter's good and clean, but 96 probably has 100,000 plus miles on it. And we always forget about the catalytic converter. And that car, if it's got the original catalytic converter, it's 90% plugged up. And that's one thing that you haven't replaced today. They sell so many catalytic converters that they're very, very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
They sell a ton of them. But big thing, though, Bob, you know, you and I have talked about it before, too. Gas mileage is all in the air in the tires, isn't it? I mean, if we run around with tires that are underinflated by 5 pounds, you'll lose 2 to 3 miles per gallon on gasoline.
Economy. Wow. That's big, big loss there. Let's talk to Pam in Pennsylvania. Pam, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. You want to take a stab at the trivia, or do you have a mechanical question for Mark?
No, it was a Plymouth Cricket.
Yes, you got it right. Congratulations. We're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. What type of vehicle do you drive today, Pam?
We have a Saturn station wagon.
Right.
I'm very disappointed that they're not making them anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Sorry to see the Saturn brand go. So it's running okay? Can Mark help you out with any mechanical questions?
No.
All right, terrific.
Great car, man.
Hang on the line for Matt, and we're going to take down all of your information and put you right there at the top of the pile for Warren Tracy to send you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Another interesting question here, Mark. Lots of good questions here via the email. This one comes from a gentleman by the name of Harrison. Harrison's in California, Lake Shasta, California, and he wants to know, how long can he keep gasoline in his tank without going bad? Now, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, expiration date. I get that question a lot, Bob, on the older cars. There is an expiration date on gasoline. You get 30 days before it starts dropping, literally.
Really? 30 days? Wow.
1 month. And it should start dropping down. The chemical base in it and what it's made out of, literally, and I've seen it from my own eyes in my own cars. It's like, what? Yeah, it goes bad. After 30 days, gasoline. Well, here's this Cadillac again. Pulled the gas tank out. That gas was in there for probably 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just for fun, you know, the guy's got to experiment. That's, I guess, how Henry Ford and Louis Chevrolet and got cars on the road. But, you know, we poured a little bit of gas, that gas out of that tank after 2 years, put it in a little can. I'm talking literally, Bob, just hardly any gas at all, because we knew we'd have an explosion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you light a match, a wood match, and throw it into a little can with a little bit of splash of gas in there, it actually put the match out. So gasoline is 30 days, and then she starts going bad, and I definitely recommend. I see boats, everybody's winterizing boats out here out west now, and definitely you've got to get the gasoline out of them. But, you know, 30 days, it's just starts to go bad big time and fast. And Stable is a good product to use to put in gas to hold the flamboyant of the gas, you know, so it can ignite later.
I like
really
that.
Good.
The flamboyancy.
Yes.
I fill my vehicle up with some flamboyant gas.
Flamboyant. Yes. Yes. And
no,
gas, also, I had a gentleman with a Jeep that had a problem, couldn't get it started. And he never even thought, you know, he worked on that car himself, that little Jeep, for 6 months. He replaced the coil, and he replaced, you know, it just went on and on and on for 6 months. But one thing he forgot about was the gasoline. And I actually said, did you check fuel pump pressure? He says, no, how do you do that? So I was there at his place, and I just smelled the gas coming out of the Schrader valve, Bob, and it was horrible, horrible. So
wow.
Don't ever let gas go bad. It destroys your car.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. We'll get you back with us real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lund.
Burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.